96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so we got something to talk about. The homie T.I. is back in the news again, Nina Brown, making comments that some people say, oh, what are you saying, Tip? But, I mean, some people are like, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Nina Brown, if you can, tell everybody what T.I. said.
So, T.I. was on his podcast expeditiously with 21 yeah. Savage and, you know, talking somewhat recklessly, as some would say. He was basically saying that, you know, the time that he puts in with his daughters, he considers that thought prevention time so that they
thought
don't end
prevention?
Up...
Thought prevention?
Thought. And by thought, thank you for slowing me down. By thought, we mean T-H-O-T. Thought.
So thought.
Thoughts. Thoughts.
Thought.
Prevention. T-H-O-T.
Okay.
And so that they don't end up sliding down a stripper pole, which, you know, many people were saying were very misogynistic of him. Others were saying, well, why y'all mad? I mean, the man spends time with his daughters. Like,
right.
you know, you mad? You damned if you do, you damned if you don't. But, you know, I just feel, you know, and let me back up by saying, y'all remember when he was in hot water with Deja because he was saying he checked her hymen to make sure she was still a virgin. And that was like caused all kinds of problems for him and his family. And Deja didn't appreciate it at all. So in our minds, we're like, haven't you learned your lesson? Don't you already know, like, just be quiet about your daughters? But no, apparently he hasn't.
Can we take a listen to the clip real quick?
Yeah.
Lil Duval call it thought prevention hours. You got to put in them thought prevention hours. Keep your daughter off the pole. You know what I'm saying? So you just you spending time going to daddy-daughter dances and you taking them on trips with just you and her. Those are thought prevention hours that you're putting in. You got to do that. Don't do that. But gonna be somewhere in Magic City, man. You know what I'm saying? Trying to figure it out. So that is absolutely necessary.
202-432 thought prevention time with your daughter. What you think about that, DMV? 202-432-WHUR. Let's get in a little bit of Usher so that they don't create any bad habits. 96.3 WHUR, 49 years of sounding like Washington. Come on, Herb.
Love life.
96.3 WHUR. That's right. Way too many one nights. Ugh. Keep messing up my love life. Well, T.I. has drawn a little bit of heat on social media again. Of course, he was on his newest episode of his podcast, Expeditiously, and he referred to the act of spending time with his daughters as thought prevention hours. The conversation was part of a larger discussion on parenting that he had with fellow rapper 21 Savage. In the clip of the podcast recording shared by The Shade Room, T.I. says Little Vol calls it thought prevention hours. You got to put them in thought prevention hours to keep your daughter off of the pole. You know what I'm saying? You're spending time going to daddy-daughter dances, taking them on trip. It's where you and her, those are thought prevention hours. What do you think about that? Some people was like, oh, that sounds a little misogynistic. Other people was like, damn right. Let's go to the phones, see what you got to say. Lanham, hey, what's happening?
Hey, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, this is Carrie. My comments are, I totally agree with T.I. Now, it may be because of his deliverance, and he said the pole, but basically all he's saying is what everybody else says. You need to spend time with your daughters. They need to hear I love you from their fathers first instead of hearing it from somebody else. So, yeah, he may have said it, and his delivery may have been, you know, the way, that's where he comes from. He's Magic City, Atlanta, wherever the case may be. So he just spoke in the language that he's used to talking. So, I mean, you got to understand where he's coming from, and I totally get it. I mean, he may have, you know, titled it thought prevention, but that's basically what it is. If you don't tell your daughters that you love them and they don't receive it from their fathers, then guess what? They're going out there and they're going to receive it from somebody else. So be it. It may be that guy from the stripper club or wherever the case may be. But, you know, I understand where he's coming from, and I totally agree.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for that call. Let's go to another call. 96.3 WHUR. Hello.
Not yet, Ski.
Not yet. Okay. We're still getting some more calls. So, Nina, I hear what you're saying. It's kind of hypocritical if you're saying keep your daughter off the pole, but then you spend a lot of money in the strip clubs.
Correct. That's my thing.
See the girls on the pole.
Yeah, like.
But that's not necessarily that's what you want your daughter to do.
Understood, but still, like, your daughter knows that you literally are always in the strip club spending college tuition in a night. Like, it's very hypocritical, and that's my thing. It's not just what you do with your daughter, but it's also the example you lead and the life you live. If that's what your daughters are seeing, and, you know, what are they supposed to expect? Like, what are they supposed to expect? That's just the whole thing. It's like, it's not just what you say, it's what you do.
Well, I mean, now I have to disagree because rap music in itself is hypocritical in a lot of spaces. You know what I mean? I mean, they're just living their life, but that's not necessarily that they're saying is the right thing to do and living in your life. All right, let's go to the phones. 96.3 WHUR. Hello. Yo.
Hi, this is Tammy.
Hey, Tammy, what you think?
Hi, I feel like it, that T.I. is contradicting. I think a part of it, I agree with the other young lady saying that, you know, he want to be the first to show his daughter's love. But I think T.I. is trying to prevent his daughters from, you know, engaging with young men. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has conquered, you know, plenty of women. And I think because of that, he's fearing that his daughters are going to run into a little T.I. That's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah, but don't we all do that?
But you can only present, it's inevitable, you know. I mean, I'm the only child, my family is very protective, but, you know, when it happens, it happens. You know, he can spend all the time he wants with them, you know, they'll make time, they'll figure out a way, and then he can be there as a support, but he can't prevent the birds and bees. It's going to take place.
All right, I heard that. Thank you very much for that call. All right, let's do this. We're still taking your calls, 202-432-WHUR, 202-432-WHUR. T.I. calls it thought prevention, that quality time with your daughters. What do you say about that terminology? Cool or not cool? It's the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown, 96.3 WHUR, 49 years of sounding like Washington. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now some classic TLC and talking about Merry Christmas. Well, T.I. drew some heat again. Accidentally, well, I mean, I don't know if it's accidentally. I don't think he intended to draw the heat on what he said. He was talking about a statement. He was doing his podcast with 21 Savage, the rapper. And he was like, look, I spend time with my daughter. I call it, you know, thought prevention. Spending quality time with them as a father helps keep them off of the pole. Some people thought it was misogynistic. If you didn't hear what T.I. had to say, let me go ahead and play that clip for you one more time, DJ Herb. This is what T.I. was saying on his podcast. Take a listen to this.
Lil Duval called it thought prevention hours. You got to put in them thought prevention hours. Keep your daughter off the pole. You know what I'm saying? So you're spending time going to daddy-daughter dances and you're taking them on trips with just you and her. Those are thought prevention hours that you're putting in. You got to do that. Don't do that. But gonna be somewhere in Magic City, man. You know what I'm saying? Trying to figure it out. So that is absolutely necessary.
Thought prevention. Let's jump on the phones, see what the DMV has to say. 96.3 WHUR. Hello.
Yeah, man. You gotta have thought prevention hours. I got two daughters, and I was in their lives from the time that they came out to time that they walk across the stage, and they ain't neither one of them on no daggone pole. But coming up in that type of lifestyle, that was part of the problem because they had daddy issues. So yeah, they can call it misogynistic all they want, but it's needed because you don't like the term doesn't mean that it doesn't have validity.
Instead of calling it thought prevention, why can't we just call it quality time as a dad should do?
Because that's what it is.
T.I. who said it and Lil Duval, who said it, are the main ones in the strip club spending a band on strippers. So it's kind of contradicting when you're saying thought prevention so they don't end up on a pole, but yet you spend all of your time in said arena celebrating those people. So, you know what I mean? Like, pick a side, bro. You can't tell your daughters one thing and then go do another and think they're not going to see by example.
You got to teach your daughters what the difference is. That's, or somebody else's daughter that decided that's what they were going to do. It's because somebody didn't tell them that's what you're not supposed to do. So, yeah, true indeed, they're enjoying themselves in their entertainment. But at the end of the day, they still got daughters. They have to raise a show that, yo, this is not cool. And that's the problem with the society. Everything is not cool. There's a structure for everything. And when you don't have structure, you have those situations where you have women with daddy issues, and this is what they do. So for you as a father, this is what you're supposed to do to teach them. This is not the way to go.
All right, homie. Thank you much, man.
Thank you.
Leroy in D.C., what's the word?
Hey, the word is, man, listen, everybody parents different based on your environment, based on how you came up. You know, everybody ain't went to Harvard. So my point is, I got girls as well, and okay. I somewhat can respect T.I. for how he's going about it. By that being said, you know, that prevention part of how he's trying to educate them with the game and bring that across to them is based on around that environment.
Right.
So we can't, like, really come too hard on him. I wouldn't have did it the way he did it pertaining to certain areas. But yes, I'm going to give them the game, and I'm going to try to prevent it the best way I can. So if it works out, even though he put it all out there on the table for
him. All right. Our number, 202-432-WHUR, thought prevention. Is that what we're calling it now, dads? Thought prevention to keep them off of the polls? 202-432-WHUR. Let's go, DJ Herb. 49 years of sounding like Washington. Let's roll.
Pack light.
Pack light, Nina Brown.
Okay, I sure am.
Queen Naja, pack light. You said you're probably going to be back tomorrow night.
Oh!
Pack
yes,
light.
Queen Naja. I know that's right.
All
yes,
right.
Girl.
Sound like thought words to me.
Whoa. Or it could sound like falling in love words, and this is about to be the start of something beautiful. Jeez Louise.
I'm just saying that
energy that you just said is the
problem. No. I'm just showing you that there's always two sides to look at things. Some people
absolutely
might say, no, that's not cool. Like, y'all ain't married. Don't be packing no bag coming over here spending two, 3 nights in a row. That's what some people might say.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all I'm saying. So T.I. got in a little heat because he called it thought prevention. And in case people don't know what thought is, what it stands for, even in 2020, thought stands for that, H-O-E,
beep. Yeah,
over there.
Over there, yes. For those who just woke up.
Yes.
Yes, that beep over there, that's what thought stands for.
Right. So T.I.
And it's a derogatory word for a female.
If you don't want your daughter being a thought, you need to have thought prevention time with them. Meaning quality time. Some people say his words are a little hefty. Other people say, hey, that's what you need nowadays.
Nah, that's like me saying, oh, I'm going to spend time with my son, so it's loser prevention time. Like, I don't even want to associate the time that I spent with my kids with anything derogatory. I would never say this is loser prevention time. This is F-boy prevention time. This is D-boy prevention time. Like, never. No, it's quality time with my child because that's what I'm supposed to do as a mom. How about that? Like, how about that, T.I.? How about that? Like, come on, bro. You can't live the life you live and then say reckless things like that. And still gonna be in the strip club next week, okay?
Yeah, but he's... That's what his persona is. That's his entertainment persona. That.
Well, then pick a
that
side.
That gives credibility to his image.
Sure. Okay. Well, he's 40 years old now. So you already have the credibility, and you also have a gang of kids. One being Eris is like what, 5? So let's pick and choose our battles. We know who T.I. is. You don't have to prove that you came from Bankhead in Atlanta and you were a D-boy, and you know, we get it. We got it. We knew that about you. That's why we like you. Now here you are at 40 talking about thought prevention hours and your daughters don't appreciate it. So how about put some respect on your daughters? Like, that energy.
Nina, that's a little cold,
choose,
Nina.
No, it's not. Just you that's have to choose cold. A side. Is your image more important, or how about the relationship you nurture with your daughters? Like, come on.
So let me ask this. So strip clubs are not bad.
I wouldn't be on a poll, but I'm not going to judge the women in strip clubs because, listen, you got to get it how you get it. Many of them are single
women.
Or the
men in the strip clubs.
Yeah, I'm not going to judge you either, but I don't want my man spending all our money in the strip club. It's not my cup of tea, but I will not judge those who, choose to go that way.
Mm. All right, DMV. Let's go to the phone, see what these people got to say. They got opinions in the DMV, Nina Brown. It's the Frank Ski Show. They gonna speak on it. 96.3 WA2R, speak on it.
What's happening, man? Man, I do not agree with the thought prevention, man. You would not be calling my daughter no thought. If you're going to have a talk with your daughter, you're just going to sit there and have a nice, good conversation and explain to her about the street. If they call it thought prevention, because that's what you deal with. And I'm just putting it point blank, simple as that.
Thank you, Big O.
I don't agree. I don't agree, man. No, I don't agree. You got to... With these little young girls these days, you got to sit down and you got to show them right from wrong. If not, they will go in the wrong direction. But, you got to show by example. And if you're going to lead by example saying a thought prevention, then, man, you're going to have your daughter second guessing. Thought prevention?
Exactly.
Let me figure out what that is.
Thank you.
But, nah, I don't agree.
Thank you for that call, bro. Okay, what you got to say about this subject?
I agree with T.I. He's doing the best he can, in his environment and what he's used to. And to address what Nina said, as far as, like, they see him in the strip club, they know he's in the strip club. Okay, your kids, like, see you drinking or whatever. Are you going to allow them to drink? They know you have sex. Are you going to allow them to do that just because they know you do it?
And I don't even know why, Wanda, I don't even know why the strippers got to get the bad rap. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like they're making it's a legal job, an honest living, quote unquote, because if it was illegal, then they wouldn't be able to do it. So
That's true. But you know how our society is.
I don't know, Nina Brown. I think that's just some people's way of teaching and whatnot. It's just like a parent. Some parents believe in drinking with their kids first.
I know, but T.I. already said something crazy and his daughter was not happy about it. When he said he checks her hymen to make sure she's not a virgin, she was
He wasn't necessarily talking about his daughter specifically. I know, but spend quality time, thought prevention. But that wasn't like...
I know, but my point is he has a history of offending his daughters when he talks about their femininity or their sexuality.
So if I say I'm talking to you so you don't become a thought, that's a bad thing?
That's offensive. That is, no, I'm offended.
So if I sit down and talk to my kids so they don't become drug addicts, like, don't use
drugs. How about you just talk to your kids, because that's what fathers do about the right and the wrong way to do it.
No, I take my kids out there in the hood. I'd be like, look, if you do drugs, you're going to be like that bozo right there on the corner.
Okay, that's fine. But don't say the gangster lean.
I show them exactly what I don't want them to be.
That's fine. But the quality time that you spend with your kids as a father does not need to be labeled, this is... F-boy prevention time or thought prevention time. Just say, I'm spending time because I'm your dad, and that's what dads are supposed to do. Get used to it. Call it whatever you want time. But this is what I'm going to do. Show up and be here.
Okay. Well, I called my man time. Come on, we're going to have man time.
That's
teach
right.
You how to be
I'm
a man.
Man time.
Man time. Teach you how to cut the grass. Teach you how to change the oil. Teach you how to change the tire. Teach you how to... change out light switches, hang stuff in the house,
build stuff.
Teach you how to use a saw and a hammer and a screwdriver. I'm teaching you man time.
Okay, then.
Nothing against my daughter, but teach you man time.
Yeah, you should teach her too, though. Teach her too. She want to know that. Don't discriminate. And don't call it man time. Just say calling adulting time. How about that? We got to choose our words better. It's almost 2021. Let's be better and do better, people.
Listen. Thoughts need love too.
Oh.
96.3 WA2R. 49 years of sounding like Washington.